Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Bert Show.
Good morning, Q100.
Bert?
Yes.
Hey, I got a question for you.
What type
of wiffle ball is it that you have? Because if you have the wiffle ball with the holes in it, mm-hmm. or if it's a solid wiffle ball, that's going to change the pitch completely.
Yeah, that's part of the story here that I will detail for Brian McCann right now. So that has a lot to do with the story I'm about to tell.
It appears that Bert doesn't have any balls with him today.
Oh, that you don't even know. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
That's like an awkward phrase. Awkward.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to talk about the Rally Foundation. We're going to talk about the softball game on Friday night and all that. But has Jeff prepared you?
I've heard a little bit about this pitch.
For what was supposed to happen today?
Not at all.
All right. Just so you know, up until a half hour ago, Bert had ice on his shoulders.
I will tell you that this did get pretty pathetic a couple of days ago, but let me go back 20 years now.
Okay. All right.
Back to my San Diego State days when I was a
Brian,
young...
how old were you 20 years ago?
Five.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay.
While you were cruel, you know, tooling around on your big wheel.
Yeah.
I'm in college at that point, and I have 4 roommates. And, you know, we're all 18, 19, 20-year-old dudes or whatever.
You've probably heard the same story from Smoltzy. So if you want to stop it, you can.
So, you know, you just make up these superficial games just to compete with each other. You probably do the same thing with all your boys right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
So wiffle ball was our game of choice in our apartment. 4 guys competing all summer long, each and every day, taking it very, very seriously. Well, I realized in week 1 of our round robin tournament that I had an unhittable pitch, Brian McCann.
What did it do?
The real question is, what didn't it do?
If you hold the wiffle ball a certain way, it does. Did it hook real bad on you? Or did it rise?
Let me try and explain it to you. Because even as a major leaguer, you might have a tough time.
Probably.
It was like one of those cartoon birds when you get hit on the head. It just went all over
the place. It really did. Like, it started way up here, and it started really high in the strike zone. Really high. Like, Jeff suggested we do this today here in the building. And
let's do it.
I can't because it breaks higher than 10 feet. It starts higher than 10 feet.
And how do you throw this?
I'm telling you, man.
It's got to be a certain wiffle ball then.
Well, I'll get to all of that.
Okay.
So,
oh, don't rush the legend.
You didn't realize this, but you're inside of the movie Big Fish right now.
That is so not true. All of these details are 100% true.
Oh, sit tight for the story, my friend.
It gets better.
I would throw it into the sky. It would hit the bottom of a plane, and it would come down, and it would also break inside so hard, and it would start on the – it was high and – upper left-hand part of the strike zone, okay. And it would break so low and to the right at your knees, it wasn't possible to hit it.
And you could throw it for a strike.
Every time! Every time. And, you know, I had my other pitches, but that was my out pitch.
I played a lot of wiffle ball growing up, but I don't, you know, I've never heard of a pitch like this.
So. You have never seen anything like this.
There's a guy on YouTube that throws a wiffle ball pretty... You gotta check it out. It's amazing.
Uh-oh. What's
what
he
can do with the wiffle ball.
What do you think his does?
He shows it and it rises. He throws as hard as he can and it rises and hits the strike zone every time.
So it'll start like at the floor and then rise its way up.
Yeah.
Well, I had a pretty nasty riser also. Because, you know, if you're going to go undefeated a whole summer, you have to have more than just one pitch.
Absolutely.
So there was a curve, there was a knuckle, there was a scroogey, but there was the unhittable.
Are you kidding me?
Unhittable pitch.
You also smoked a tremendous amount of weed in college, too, didn't you?
This I was crystal clear about. Yeah.
Okay.
Even between hits, this was crystal clear.
All right.
I've always had in the back of my mind, man, I wonder if a major leaguer could hit this thing. Just somewhere stored in the back of my head 20 years ago. So Jeff says you're coming in today, and I'm like, this is it, man. This is the opportunity I've always waited for. Let's go ahead and do this. I mean, you potentially could be in the Hall of Fame someday. Who knows? I mean, you're hitting 300. This is going to be perfect because this is not like me pitching against some guy that is sometimes up at AAA, other times. You're the man. So Jeff said it's on. Brian said, yeah.
Only the best in the major leagues is worthy to try to bag this pitch. Because I love how he talked about it. It's not like somebody that goes down in AAA and comes back up. No. He was a Hall of Famer.
It's that easy to play.
Yes, exactly.
I gotcha.
Okay, to be the best, you got to beat the best.
We need to set it up in the parking lot.
Well, let me tell you why it's not happening
I'm here. Because you said, Bert, earlier, before Brian came in, that it wasn't happening, and you'd explain it. I'm thinking, oh, well, it had something to do with the fact that Brian couldn't do it. But Brian's sitting here going,
No, I never said that. So I took it very, very seriously. And if you're a competitor, you know it doesn't matter what you're competing in. You want to win.
Absolutely.
So I took this very, very seriously. I wanted to bring back this pitch. So last week, and now I know this is going to get pathetic, I go to Dick's Sports. And I go, I don't have a wiffle ball in the house, so I go to Dick's to go get a couple of balls just to throw it around a little bit, make sure it's, you know, I could. It's been 20 years since I threw the pitch.
That's a funny sentence.
I know.
So I go to Dick's to get a wiffle ball, and the old school wiffle balls are gone.
Really?
They're not there. So they've got something called a junk ball now, which just has some holes in the middle, and you have to sort of relearn it. But I'm like, you know what? I can relearn this. So I get about six of them, and I go to the YMCA up here at Hammond in the middle of the day, and I start throwing against that tennis backboard.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. I couldn't find the pitch, man. I couldn't find it.
Because they jacked with your equipment.
Do they still manufacture the ball?
Well, it's not done yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse
me. So I spent half an hour out there throwing, okay? I'm a 42-year-old guy that hasn't thrown anything in years. So my arm is falling off of my body at this point, but I am determined. So I start going from sporting goods store to sporting goods store looking for the right wiffle ball, dude.
Oh, no.
It's a quest.
It's a quest.
No, it's pathetic.
It's a hero's journey.
I am aware of how pathetic this story is. So finally, I end up at the Sports Authority over by PetSmart in Buckhead. And I go in the back section, and the angels started to sing, man.
It was
almost like there was one beam of sunshine on the wiffle ball section. And there it was, the correct wiffle ball.
Not only do you have this unhittable pitch, but you also have the world's longest excuse.
Well, no, that's really not an excuse. So I go and I get like.
I appreciate the passion of going from store to store.
Dude, I bought 15 wiffle balls.
That's impressive.
15 of them.
Do you have it here with you?
No.
Why?
Because I went out and I used the same bag, 15 of them, and I threw for 45 minutes, man, and I can't find the pitch.
Really?
I did everything I could.
Oh, no.
It's gone.
Oh, man.
It's gone.
Is there any tape of this pitch?
I was practicing over and over and over again.
No, Brian, they didn't have motion pictures back then.
I wanted to go back out over the weekend, but my arm was so damn sore from throwing the first day that I can't find the pitch.
Oh, man.
And I've tried and tried and tried. And it's got no break on it at all. And I figured if I come in here and I throw this thing to you, you're going to hammer me. So I would rather forfeit and say, I don't have the pitch anymore.
Oh, man.
It was a sad day. My youth is officially gone.
Oh,
man. Oh, no, that was gone a long time ago.
The reality of it now, it's gone.
Oh, I wish I could face that pitch.
I will work on it.
All right.
I won't have it by Friday.
We're going to be
together
on Friday.
I'll try to find it again today, but I don't know what else I can do that I haven't tried already. Because believe you me, there's nothing more I wanted. I might have quit the industry after that. Had I struck you out, I might have gone to an island somewhere, and that would have been it. So it won't happen today, but I hope someday it does.
Oh, I'll be waiting.
And thanks for being a good sport for saying that you would play along with Bert's little game.
If I find it, do I have a shot to throw it against you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'll set it up.
Because as Jeff said, I think that if I can get it by you, then Chipper's going to want a piece of it. And I can take him down.
Probably.
All right? And I can go right through the lineup.
Well, it'd be like that dude they made the movie from, the Pittsburgh Steeler guy who ended up getting a walk-on position at age 40.
Yeah, but what was that dude's name? The guy that... He was on the special teams?
Yeah,
whatever.
What was it?
That was the Eagles. The Eagles.
Yeah. The Eagles, yeah. Well, thanks for coming in today, man. We won't see the pitch on Friday, but this is going to be a good time on Friday night.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
We're excited to get the softball game going. Chipper's going to be there. Andrew Jones is going to be there. We're going to have a home run derby, and you know it's going to be a fun time for sure.
So this is for the Rally Foundation?
Yep.
Which is what?
It's research for childhood cancer.
Okay.
It's just a great cause, and you get to meet these kids, and they melt your heart.
And when did you get involved? This is not your organization, right? This is a nationwide organization?
Yes. We got involved 2 years ago. Tom Glavine had it, and he was, you know, on the end of his career and moving on with something else. And I was in a perfect position to take over, and my wife and I have been nothing but helpful to this thing.
Awesome, man. So, and the game has all these Atlanta Braves in it, but mm-hmm. there's a whole bunch of personalities from TV and radio that are going to be playing in it also, right?
Absolutely. David Pollock is playing in it. A lot of other guys are playing in it I can't think of right now, but it's going to be a blast.
Jeff was telling me, like, the lineups for both teams, there's like 40 deep on both teams.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a long day.
This game is going to start at 8 and be over at 3 in the morning, man.
It's going to be like a Little League game where it's going to get about to the fifth inning and some people are just going to say, let's go get ice cream.
Absolutely.
And everybody bails.
And can everybody come out and watch it? Like, anybody can come out and watch this game?
Absolutely. You show up and it's going to be fun.
Is it cool. It's down at Georgia Tech, right?
It's at the, what's the name of the stadium?
Russ Chandler Baseball Field.
Oh, that's like the official Georgia
Tech
stadium.
That's the big one, yeah.
Oh, wow. So we get to play on a real field.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
All I want to do is beat Chipper in a home run derby. That's basically all I want to do.
Who's competing in that the home run derby?
Me. Chipper, Andrew Jones. There's going to be a guy that hits home runs, softball home runs for, that's what he does. So it's going to be impressive to see him hit the ball. And there's a couple other guys.
So are you guys, the home run derby, is it going to be softball home runs or the...
It's going to be softball home runs. So it's something that we've never done before.
And it's slow pitch softball, right?
It better be.
I
don't think I can hit anything that's coming fast right now.
And how far are the fences in softball?
I'm not sure how far it's going to be, but it's usually like 250 feet, I think.
Okay.
And what is it normally on the baseball field?
400 to dead center, okay. 330 down the lines.
Gotcha.
But as I said before, there's something about competing. Like, if you have that in your blood, like, you want to win. You want to beat these guys, right?
Yeah, this is bragging rights. Absolutely, you want to win. This is bragging rights for 162 games.
Because if you lose, he's got to hear Chipper in his ear the entire
That's
season.
Something I don't want to hear at all.
So will you will you warm up for this, like practice for this, or
I'm going straight. I hope I swing and miss. No, I'm not going to swing at all. I'm just going to go and see what I got.
Okay.
And so it's Friday night. The gates open, I think I read, at 6 o'clock, right?
Yep.
And then there's the home run derby?
At 6:30, and then the game starts at 7.
Okay. And you can get all the information up online right now at Q100Atlanta.com.
It's $10 a person? $10 a person to get in.
$10 a person. Am I missing anything here?
That's it. That's good.
Cool. We'll see you on Friday night, man.
Absolutely.
And I will work on that pitch someday. It will be you and I, friend.
Awesome.
It will be.
Right here.
All right. Thank you.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.